Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This on Zoom too, so okay. I'm gonna hit record as well on my end.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's
recording
good.
In progress.
Yeah,
I'm
recording here, so you don't need to send me that, but you can use it for your own purposes. That's cool. All right, here we go. As Lincoln leaders address this growing city's housing gap, it is essential that equity be at the center of that growth. Earlier this month, the community group Collective Impact Lincoln introduced a new tool for citizens to evaluate the impacts of new housing developments. The Equitable Development Scorecard is an easy-to-use tool for community members, city staff, and developers to uniformly evaluate whether a housing development really ultimately benefits Lincoln's community and addresses its needs for affordable housing. The Equitable Development Scorecard is available at Collective Impact's Lincoln website, civicnebraska.org/impact. We'll give you that email address again. Collective Impact Lincoln Program Manager Alicia Phillips joins me this morning to talk about an event, a dinner and discussion that happened Wednesday evening at a shelter in Antelope Park where the scorecard was explained. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Take me back to the genesis of this scorecard. Was there a particular development that created a tipping point?
Well, yes. So a few summers ago, we were noticing that a lot of the developments that were going up were student housing. And we've seen in the past that a lot of those student apartment buildings don't necessarily fill up. And we also know that those types of developments aren't meeting the needs of our neighbors. And so we were thinking about what we can do to determine whether or not future developments going up are going to, be the right thing for our community and for our neighbors.
Alicia, I read where the scorecard was created to change the thinking about developments. Describe that thinking.
Well, I would say that a lot of thinking around the development is like any development is a good development. And so we know that with the crisis that we're in, our housing crisis, that is not the case. And so we have to have discussion where, everybody is at the table and included in determining, okay, what is this development going to look like? What kind of amenities, green space, like access to transportation, housing? We have to keep all of those things in mind. And so, developers, they're going to have one way of thinking about a development, and our community members see these developments in a completely different light. And so we need to keep this dialogue going with as many people at the table as possible. And that's really why we created this tool, just to really keep the dialogue going, create discussion around it, and hear everybody who is going to be impacted by the development.
Talk me through this scorecard, Alicia. Is it multiple choice? Is it fill in the blank? What does it look like? How much input can an individual give?
So the scorecard is in a grid form, and on our website, there's actually a fillable PDF that you can use. So you can do it straight from the website, but they are not multiple choice. We have six sections that we cover in this scorecard. So the first one's going to be equitable decision making. Was everybody at the table when they were planning this development? The second criteria is affordable housing. We know that Lincoln needs at least 5,000 new rental units that rent under $1,000 by 2030. So we need to make sure that affordable housing is definitely at the forefront of these developments and discussions. The second is development accessibility. Is this going to comply with ACA, rules and regulations? Can everybody access this development? The fourth criteria is economic development. So what is this going to do for the community? How is this going to bring in, you know, funding into the community? And the fifth is environmental impact. We know that construction and developments, they are going to have a lot of waste and, you know, very toxic, dangerous substances that are used in this process. And so we want to make sure that that's addressed, but also, you know, we don't want to destroy, you know, habitat or, you know, our wildlife. We want to make sure that there's the water's not being ruined or contaminated during this process. So environmental impact is what we've put to cover that. And then equitable land use is pretty much, we want to make sure that this land is used appropriately. And I mean, we need to make sure that there's, you know, green space available for residents and keeping how we use this land in the forefront of our thoughts, because, you know, the land means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and the land is very special for some, and for some, they don't think about it very often. So, or it's something that doesn't come to the top of mind when you're thinking about a development. So, yeah, equitable land use is the sixth criteria that we would score.
Alicia, characterize the strength of this scorecard. Is there any obligation for a developer to abide by it?
No, not really. I mean, it would be great if we could get everybody on board that we are going to, you know, use this scorecard across the board, so everybody has like the same standards in mind when going forward with planning a development. We want to make sure everybody has a uniform way to evaluate whether or not this is beneficial or not. But there is like, yeah, no requirement for any person, city official or developer to use this. We're just hoping that, you know, we people keep these things in mind going forward when it's when they're developing these complexes.
Now, by me asking that, I don't mean to imply that we have developers that are stubborn or not willing to amend their plans. That's not where I was going with this. But in the future, someone from the outside might come in and say, "This is my development. This is what I want it to look like. This is where I want it to go. The codes allowed me to do that, and I'm going to do it." So I was curious about any binding obligation that a developer had. That's where I was going.
Well, yeah, there is no, you know, binding obligation, but, you know, the community will, you know, they're going to voice their opinion on, you know, whether or not a development is equitable. And we really would not expect everyone to come up with the same outcomes when using this scorecard. We know that because people have different perspectives of what they want and need, there's going to be different scores when scoring one development.
Alicia Phillips joining me for the conversation, Collective Impact Lincoln Program Manager for Lincoln Live. Let's go back to that Wednesday dinner and the discussion at the shelter in Antelope Park. How was the turnout, and characterize the content that came up?
It was a pretty good crowd, especially for being one of our first in-person CBWs in quite some time. So we had about 23 to 25 people that came, and a few kiddos too. And during that CBW, we did an overview about the scorecard, why we came up with the scorecard, what we adopted the scorecard from. And then we decided to go out into some breakout rooms where we had some guided questions in regards to the scorecard, and asked participants there, like, what did you not see in this scorecard that could be added? What is an equitable development to you? And really just getting everybody's perspectives on, you know, what they would hope to see. And it was some great discussion among neighbors from across the city that came. And we really want to do everything that we can to ensure that this tool is beneficial for everyone, and that we're going to take any input that we can get so we can continue to improve it.
Any city leaders there?
Yes, we had a council person, Sandra Washington. She showed up and was super excited to be there and very excited to see what we came up with and the criteria. And yeah, it was great having her come out.
It's been about just over 2 weeks since the scorecard was introduced. Has Collective Impact had any chance to use it
Yes. We did do initial run through while the scorecard was in draft form, and we did it with a hoppy development, Gatehouse Rose, by Wayuka. And it was great, you know, having that dialogue and discussion with the hoppies. Yeah. And they were very interested in working with us as well to give us input to what we could add from a developer's perspective.
And from what I understand, you had good feedback from the hoppy folks. I believe they were happy to see a strong score in their paradigm. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes, yes, they were pleased with their score, and we were able to have a great dialogue and discussion about, you know, what we think would maybe improve future developments. And really, it was a positive experience having that dialogue, and it's an example of how this tool really, really can work for everyone when using it.
All right, Alicia, where do you go from here? What happens to the scorecard? When is it being used? What's next?
And so we are still trying to dig into whether or not we do apartments and complexes, developments that are using low-income tax credits, or if this development is getting any type of federal dollars. We would hope to score development like that. And we're also still kind of deciding whether or not we want to only score developments in our 6 core neighborhoods, or whether or not we expand and score developments citywide. But, you know, we invite the public to use the tool and also share the scores with us. And we do hope to start picking out what developments we are going to score here soon, and then publishing those for, you know, people to see. And we would love to, get the public's scores too, and see how they differ or where we agree on, and have more discussion.
All right, listeners, here's how you can jump in. The Equitable Development Scorecard, available at Collective Impact Lincoln's website, civicnebraska.org. That's all one word, civicnebraska.org/impact. Alicia, we'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dale. Have a great day.
Alicia Phillips from Collective Impact Lincoln joining me for the conversation on Lincoln Live.